The escaped prisoners, who came to be known as the Texas Seven, are back in captivity, except for one who took his own life. The saga of their escape, a Christmas Eve robbery that left a policeman dead, and their success in eluding the FBI had some following the story as if it were fiction. NPR's Renee Montaigne talked with writer and Morning Edition commentator John Ridley about the possibilities.
These are exactly the sort of desperate characters John Ridley creates in his novels and his movies, U-Turn and Three Kings. But he says he would never use one element of the real story in his fiction.
My fiction tends to be a little different. I never have police officers get killed or injured. I don't like writing about that kind of a thing because they do go out and they put their lives on the line. I do think, though, that plays a big part in this story. And I don't want to be glib about it, but when you kill a police officer, different than a private citizen, that never goes away. Every police officer in the country is going to be out looking for you. So I believe once they killed this policeman, the end of the story was already written.
Given the storyline, starting with them stealing uniforms of workers at the prison, overcoming guards in an operation that took about 2 hours, leaving behind a note that said, "You haven't heard the last of us."
Yes.
What would you keep from this storyline?
The beginning is, it's really fantastic, even when you start with the criminals themselves, because beyond just being bad guys or murderers, I mean, these guys were some of the biggest collection of miscreants that ever got together. You know, the ringleader, this guy, George Rivas, was accused of being shrewd. They called him cold-blooded. He had kidnapped people and been involved in burglaries and even robbed the Toys R Us. The Michael Rodriguez paid somebody $2,000 to kill his wife to collect $400,000 in life insurance. I mean, that's classic noir. So right off the bat, you just have this collection of insane, kind of crazy killers.
The kind of people we know from, let's say, Tarantino movies.
From Tarantino movies, from hard-boiled noir fiction. It's the kind of people that if you went in and pitched them to a movie executive, they say, well, you got to tone it down. People aren't really like that. People are bad, but they wouldn't do things like that.
Or at least bring in a sympathetic character. Is there one in this, as you see it, in this story?
No, you can't make any of them, I think, particularly sympathetic. You might have turns in some of the characters. I believe there was one of the escapees who, while they were holed up at a trailer park, started going to Bible study classes. So there's something that becomes interesting, and it becomes an insight into this person's character. Was he going to change before he killed this police officer? Did he feel like after he killed the police officer that his own life was in jeopardy and he was trying to make peace before he was caught up with? Those are the kind of things that you would get into in the story. But again, they're interesting things. I don't think you'll ever have sympathy for these kinds of characters.
If you were making a movie script or writing a novel, for that matter, how would you place in the action all these people who were sitting around on their sofas glued to America's Most Wanted, which really happened, and then dialing up the police?
For me, I don't think I would place so much the people themselves watching that. I'd be more interested in the convicts watching that. I'd be more interested in the convicts hearing on television that they've been cited at such and such a place, and know that they'd been there a day ago or a few hours ago, and that feeling that the walls are just sort of closing in on them. And then having these guys who are so cunning and have stuck together so well, what happens when it starts to unravel?
As these stories go, you could remark it's almost like a movie.
It's incredibly much like a movie. I think there's a tough story here, but it's not a Hollywood story. And personally, I don't think it should be a Hollywood story.
John Ridley writes for the TV police drama Third Watch, and his latest novel is Everybody Smokes in Hell. I'm Renee Montaigne.